K-Country 102.3, B-Town's Country Station. What's up? I'm Joel D, and joining us on the phone again, it's been a long time since we talked to him, but Mr. Casey Donahue. What's up, Casey?
Oh, man, just surviving the apocalypse, man. I'm glad to be here.
I appreciate that. So you said you're down in Cabo right now. I'm jealous of that.
Well, I had to get a little sun on these white legs. We'll see if I don't get burned up down here. We'll be good.
That's pretty awesome. I'm actually wearing shorts for the first time this year too, so I need a little sun on my legs too. Speaking of Cabo, don't you and your wife both host a like really successful fan trip before COVID happened, the Boots and Beach down in Cabo, right? So are you out there doing some scoping for that this year or what?
Well, this is more of just a little retreat for me and the wife and some friends. We're just kind of getting out of town and getting reset. But we do have Boots on the Beach. This will be Boots on the Beach 4, I think, coming up this year. It's the first week of June. It's sold out. But next year, you need to jump on it. It's an amazing trip with a crazy lineup. I mean, you got Randy Rogers, Pat Green, Wade Bowen, Josh Abbott, William Clark Green, Colby Cooper, Mike Ryan. And I might play a few songs.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, I'd hope you'd play a few songs. That's pretty awesome, though. Yeah, no, I heard about that and how it sells out every time. So we'll have to be on the lookout for that for sure. Well, we got you on the phone for two reasons, right? You're coming to Sioux Falls area at the District again, May 16th. And the last time, actually, before COVID happened, we had you. You were one of our last concerts, Casey. So we're excited to have you back in the area again here May 16th. So what's it like to be able to start doing, you know, live music again?
Golly, I'm excited. I don't even know. I don't know how I'm going to handle being out on the road that long. I've been like a homebody for a year now. I'm getting lazy. So, no, I'm excited to get out. And I was looking through some pictures and videos yesterday just of shows, and just, you know, makes you realize how much you miss it and how easy it is to take for granted. So I'm excited to be out in front of people again.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. It popped up in my history. Actually, it was here, a couple weeks ago, I think you were actually up this way. So I saw that. And then when I get to talk to you today, I'm like, heck yeah, that's even better. So speaking of, I guess, with COVID kind of putting a hold on a lot of live music, you and your wife both, you like did something super cool and, you know, turned to the live stream, and you were hosting your, and still do host, the Corona Happy Hour, which I know I jumped on and watched a few times. That's pretty fun. So how'd you guys come up with that idea?
You know, we just wanted to do something to stay engaged and keep in front of people and stay fresh and had fun. And then it kind of took on a life of its own and a whole nother level. And then, you know, turned my wife into a superstar. I'm kind of the supporting act these days.
That's very cool. Okay, let's jump to this because you have a new single coming out here on Monday the 15th. It's kind of a lead up to a brand new album too. So you want to explain a little bit of that?
Yeah, this is actually the last single off the last record. So this song's actually on the last record, but it's one of my favorite on there. It is a throwback to 90s country, I think, and it's a fun two-stepping song. But we are in the process of working on new music, and we'll have something out and something cooking here in the next few months on that as well. But just kind of wanted to ride into summer and all these shows starting back up with a new single. I finally got my wish, and we're going to put out Queen for a Night.
That's awesome. No, and I dig the song, too. Like you said, it's got that 90s feel, and I'm a 90s baby, so I'm all about that 90s country for sure. So, all right, Casey. Well, two big things. We got that new single coming out here on Monday, so we're excited for that, and then the concert May 16th. So more information for the concert at kcountry102.com. Go get some tickets and check that out, and maybe we'll talk to you closer to the May 16th deadline.
Looking forward to it, amigo.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, have a good time down there and put some sun lotion on those legs.
I'm on it.
All right. Sounds good, Casey. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you, bud.
All right. See ya.